Hello?
Hey, Benny.
What do I know?
Hey, we got a couple of reporters here. If you're ready for them, they'll just start firing away.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, Benny, when you had conversations with the Eagles, what did they say kind of about how you fit into their scheme and their defense?
Well, the Eagles, when I met with them at the combine, it was like I'm versatile. I could play the nose, the three technique, the one technique, or even a defensive end. So that's why there was interest in me because I could play more than one position on the D-line.
Is there a position, I mean, do you prefer inside or outside, or does it not matter?
I prefer inside, but whatever the Eagles are asking me to do, whatever new position they're asking me to play, you know, I'm willing to learn the position and just play. I'm just want to contribute to the team whatever way I can.
What do you know about the defense they're going to run? Is it, you know, a straight 3-4, or what kind of information did they give you with that?
When I talked to them at the combine, they was telling me they're going to be they're going to run a 3-4 defense or whatnot, but that's all the information I got. And they said they're going to be doing a lot of movement or whatnot, so they said, like, I move real good or whatnot, so I'll be able to fit in their scheme real good.
Were they the team that showed the most interest in you?
It was the Eagles, the Browns, and the Cowboys. Like right before the Eagles drafted, the Browns on the phone with my agent, and like they wanted to get me, but the Eagles picked me. So they was like, no, it's just done deal now.
Were you thinking that you would probably go higher, like second round or something like that?
Yes, I was thinking that, but you know, once I got drafted, you know, all that just went out the blue. I just happened to be very blessed to get drafted.
Hey, Benny, you played on a line with a lot of big names. Do you think you were overshadowed because of, obviously, how big those guys are?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wasn't Sam Montgomery or Barkevious Mingo, you know, guys that, you know, known for, like, their speed and, like, getting sacks or whatnot. I was more interior guy, you know, taking on the double team, you know, doing all the dirty work in the trenches or whatnot. But it's something I grew accustomed to, you know, not being, you know, getting a lot of attention, being underrated, basically. So it wasn't nothing new to me. So, you know, I just took it as I went on through my career, you know. It was something, you know, I just to, like, year by year, you know, not having a tenth, you know, having the All-American Sam and All-American Mingo besides, you know, those guys draw a lot of attention because of the sex they got over the years or whatnot, like the name they made. So it was something, you know, that I was used to, so it wasn't a big deal to me.
A player like you, you can't really be judged on your stats, obviously. How did you play specifically in the game against Oregon?
How did I play in the game against Oregon?
Yes.
I played good against Oregon. You know, that was my first career college start, and I was a little nervous and shaky at first. But once the first snap was over, you know, I was relaxed and I was just ready, you know, to compete. And I did a real good job starting my first career game against Oregon and Coach Kip Kelly.
What did you think of their fast, up-tempo offense? I mean, was that kind of tiring for you that game?
Say that again?
What did you think of their up-tempo offense, Oregon's up-tempo offense? I mean, did that kind of tire you out that day?
You know, we understood they're going to present us a challenge, so we start preparing in the spring, you know, extra condition, you know, practicing against, like, high-speed offense against the scout team. Even in the summertime during camp, you know, we did conditioning stuff to help us prepare for the high-speed tempo of the Oregon game. So once much easier because we had already prepared for it and basically we had seen just like everything they was going to throw at us. So, you know, once the game, you know, kicked off, you know, they tried to run like the tempo. We already know, you know, what to expect because we have
in the meeting at the combine, did Chip mention that game?
Yeah, that was crazy. I saw Coach Chip and I was like, hey, I remember you from Oregon. He's like, yeah, I remember you when we played you also. So, you know, it was like just like a moment of reuniting because we both remember each other. And so he already had like information on me, like from the time we played or whatnot. So I guess that's what kind of gave me an advantage, you know, with most people because he already, you know, had film on me and actually saw me play, you know, in real life.
If for a player at LSU, what's the significance of wearing number 18?
The number 18, you know, is a great thing. It shows it's given to a player to display great leadership on and off the field, you know, great character, you know, handle their business, go to class, you know, don't cause any problems or anything. And the thing about that, you know, it's voted on by the coaching staff, the equipment staff, the training room staff. So if you have friends, like, on the football team, you know, they can't, you know, vote for you because they like you. this is strictly given to, like, by the head coaches.
And what was the position you said you played the most number of snaps in at LSU?
I would say the three technique in the two eye.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations, man.